Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic will not adopt the euro in the foreseeable future, according to President Václav Klaus. An Austrian court has seized three Czech-owned modernist works of art in a protracted arbitration case. And some 23% of Czech managers consider bribery an acceptable way of gaining contracts, a new poll has shown. The Czech Republic won't adopt the common European currency in the foreseeable future, President Václav Klaus said on Tuesday. Speaking during an official visit to Belgium, Mr. Klaus added that he had for over two decades been warning against possible risks of introducing a common European currency in a very heterogeneous group of countries. The Czech Republic has set no definite benchmark for the adoption of the euro, although it is bound to introduce the single European currency by its EU accession treaty. This year, popular support for the move among Czechs sank to 43%, the lowest level since 2005. A court in the Austrian capital Vienna seized three Czech-owned modernist works of art in a protracted arbitration case against the Czech Republic, the weekly Econom reported on Tuesday. The court upheld a claim made by the Swiss firm Diag Human. The company demands a compensation of around 9 billion crowns, or more than $500 million, from the Czech state for allegedly harming its blood plasma business in the country in the 1990s. In 2008, a court of arbitration ruled in favor of the firm, but Czech authorities say the decision has not yet come into force. A Diag Human lawyer said the Czech Republic has now 4 weeks to appeal the Viennese court's decision. Around 23% of Czech managers consider bribery a justifiable way of gaining and keeping contracts, according to a new Europe-wide poll by the Ernst & Young firm, released on Tuesday. More than 50% of those polled also said unethical practices were acceptable to meet the company's financial goals under difficult economic circumstances. Some 5% of managers who took part in the survey said they were willing to lie about their company's performance in order not to undermine its growth. The results put Czechs in the middle of 25 European nations where the poll was conducted, along with Spaniards. The poll suggested that the European average was 18%. The chairman of the coalition Public Affairs Party Radek Jón has been re-elected to his post in an online party vote. Around 1,200 party members gave him their votes via the internet and mobile phones. The results were announced on Monday night. The head of the party's parliamentary group, Karolina Pík, came in a close second with 976 votes. She will be now appointed deputy chairwoman. After the vote, the re-elected leader said his party would no longer make concessions to its partners in the coalition cabinet. In the wake of a recent crisis within the Czech centre-right government, 2 out of 4 public affairs ministers resigned. The Brno-based tractor maker Zetor signed an 800 million crown deal with Iraq's state company for mechanical industry, a Zetor manager said on Tuesday. Under the contract, the Czech firm will supply 1,500 components to Iraq, where the tractors will be assembled. The Czech producer Zetor would like to re-establish itself on the Iraqi market. The firm estimates that around 60,000 old Zetor tractors are still in use in the country and has developed a new model for the region. The deal was sealed on the second day of Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas's visit to Iraq. The Czech Republic was also hoping to sell up to 24 of its L-159 jets to the Iraqi Air Force. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Nice weather with partly cloudy skies is set to continue until the end of the week, with daytime highs of around 25 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.